Welcome to another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy as Scott City opened up the playoffs on Friday night at home against the Holcomb Longhorns. That Week 9 playoff game, it had some excitement, had some drama, much like about any Scott City-Holcomb battle. It'd be the Beavers coming out victorious for the second time this year at 35-18, as it was a cool night at Darner Field with temperatures at around 42 degrees at kickoff, about 30 to 40 degrees colder than it was week two when the two teams played, and Scott City had defeated Holcomb 14-3, a game where they rallied after trailing 3-0 at halftime. But Scott City would get the playoff victory, second meeting here. Both teams starting a lot of different players from the first time around, a lot of injuries attributed to that. Both teams starting new quarterbacks, or different quarterbacks, I should say, from week two. So made the storylines a little more interesting there. But it was Holcomb who would get the ball first after Scott City had deferred to the second half. The Longhorns would have success running the ball early. They'd have two plays for about 24 yards. And then on a second down, on the third play of the game, Scott City would force an early turnover. So second and 5, 44, right hash mark. First minute of the game, no score. Four receiver set. Twins to both sides. Pistols or shotgun for Johnson. Swings it out left side. It's too high. Picked off by Jackson Lewis, and he'll take it to the 42-yard line. Intended receiver is Edgar Ramirez, and the Beavers come up with a big turnover in the first minute of the game.
Scott City was unable to capitalize on the short field there and the interception. They would go three plays and out to move the ball. Ended up a net 3 yards, but they would punt, and it would be a 40-yard punt by Gabe Bowers. So with 9:35 to go first quarter, Holcomb would take over. First and 10 at their own 20 in a scoreless ball game. Holcomb would also go 3-and-out on their second drive, would punt it to Scott City, a run play, and then two incompletions. And then the Beavers would take advantage of short field, just 47 yards. They had yet to snap the ball in their own territory, but they would go 47 yards, would get it down to the 1 yard line. It would set up a fourth down play, which put the Beavers on the board first.
Wing T set up from the one. Fourth and goal here for Scott City. Handoff left side, Hunter Yeager. He's in, walks in, touchdown Scott City. On fourth and goal from the one, the Beavers convert and lead 6-0 with 3:23 to go first quarter.
The Alexis Reyes PAT would make the score 7-0 Scott City. 3:23 to go first quarter. Scott City, for a second straight series, would hold the Longhorns 3-and-out. They would stuff them on 3rd-and-1 at the 29. Holcomb would actually lose a yard. They'd punt it away, and Scott City would take over at their own 34 with 1:35 to go in the first quarter, up 7-0. And for Scott City to get their second touchdown of the ball game, it'd only take one play on the drive and 11 seconds off the clock.
From the 34-yard line, right hash mark, first and 10. Holcomb bringing a couple more guys to have six there. A sweet play left side for Parker. Good. 35, cuts across, 40, 50, 45, 40. Nobody's going to catch number 5, 10, 5, touchdown. The longest play of the year for Scott City, 66 yards, and it's 13-0 with a minute 24 to go first quarter.
That'd be Scott City. City's longest play of the year, eclipsing the 63-yard pass play just a week ago to Lauren Froh there from Parker Gooden on a quarterback passing play there against Concordia. But a 66-yard run for Gooden made it 14-0 for Scott City with the Alexis Reyes PAT. 1:24 to go first quarter. And it looked like Scott City may be in cruise control, but Holcomb would not give up. They would have a third down and long coming up at the end of the first quarter, and we'll continue with that drive for Holcomb on our next segment, Sounds of the Game, featuring the Scott City Beavers.